On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
The European Council president has hit out at MPs who campaign to leave the EU.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it safely.
Donald Tusk has been meeting the Irish Prime Minister in Brussels. Theresa May heads there tomorrow to try to renegotiate her withdrawal agreement in order to get it through Parliament. Mr. Tusk says he believes a common solution is available and he'll do everything he can to find it. Elsewhere, Kent's getting more than £600,000 from the government to prepare for Brexit. The money's going to councils over 2 years. There's some controversy, though, as KCC is getting less money than Medway, which is a unitary authority. Although the county will get additional funds from a separate fund for areas with ports. Meantime, the government's taken on lawyers in anticipation of a legal challenge over a £13 million contract awarded for an emergency ferry service from Ramsgate after Brexit. Seabourn Freight's been put in charge of running them, despite the company having no previous experience transporting passengers. The Department for Transport say they routinely sought legal advice.
KMFM News.
Six online hotel booking sites have agreed to change to end misleading sales tactics and hidden charges. An investigation looked at firms like Expedia, Trivago and Booking.com and found many are using pressure tactics. That includes falsely claiming there are only a few rooms left. Michael Grenfell is from the Competition and Markets Authority.
We expect them to be fully compliant by the 1st of September. If they don't comply, we can take legal action and legal proceedings. These are the biggest sites. We're also writing some of the others to make sure that everyone knows what the law is.
The Dover and Deal MP has tweeted his disappointment after it was confirmed when a Marks & Spencer in his constituency will close. The shop on Deal High Street will shut in April, a month later. The one in Ashford will also close. Charlie Elphick says it underlines need for a level tax playing field between the high street and online giants like Amazon. A yellow weather warning for wind has been issued for Kent tonight. Forecasters say strong gusts could cause power cuts and travel disruption between 10 and 9 tomorrow morning. Winds could reach 70 miles per hour in some coastal areas. Another warning also comes into force at midday on Friday until 6 on Saturday night.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Justice Secretary has confirmed anyone who carries out an acid attack will face a tough sentence after a man was left with serious facial injuries in Dartford. A 23-year-old was treated while sitting in a car on Keys Road on Sunday afternoon and is still in hospital. It's been raised in the Commons by the town's MP, Gareth Johnson, and this was what David Gawke had to say in response.
It is for the independent courts to determine the sentence handed down in individual cases, but it is already the case that for any offence, the use of a weapon, including acid, will be treated as an aggravating factor meriting an increased sentence.
Police are hunting two suspects dressed in dark clothes and riding a moped. Plans to build a £125 million sports and leisure complex near Canterbury have been rejected. Developers want to create a new football stadium along with six rugby pitches and 175 Cotswold-style holiday homes on protected countryside not far from Bridge. Planning officers say they're concerned about traffic problems and a lack of affordable housing. KMFM's been told firefighters will be able to get to emergencies quicker thanks to a new fire station opening in Thanet. Work started on the building on Newington Road in Ramsgate in 2017 and it replaces the Effingham Street site, which is more than 100 years old. Nick Chard is chair of the Kent Fire and Rescue Authority.
This new one is vastly superior. It's got all of the facilities for training. It's got much greater access to the road network. So it's a much better facility all round.
You can see a video report at kentonline.co.uk, as well as being a base for full and on-call firefighters. It'll also be used by the British Red Cross, the police and ambulance crews.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Footballer Man City manager Pep Guardiola says his team won't give up the defence of their Premier League title. The champions will overtake Liverpool at the top of the table with a win at Everton later. That means they would have closed a 7-point gap that separated the two sides at the start of January. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.